The Obama administration is also tackling the troubled economy. Many economists say things could get worse before he ends his first term in office. The latest unemployment numbers out today don't provide much comfort. New claims for jobless benefits rose by 62,000 last week. The current nationwide unemployment rate already stands at the highest level in 16 years. Here to discuss what the Obama administration is up against in this economic climate is Simon Johnson. He's a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. And Professor Johnson, President Obama's team is talking about a big economic stimulus package to create jobs. So why are analysts predicting more job losses over the next 4 years?
Well, I think in part it's shows you how difficult the circumstances are. We've got something akin to a catastrophe already underway in the economy, and there's a limited amount that any government can do. That's part of it. In addition, we haven't seen the full Obama plan yet. We know there's a large fiscal stimulus coming, and we're pretty sure there's going to be some help for housing, probably on a more modest scale. But we don't know what they're going to do about the banks. And until they resolve that uncertainty, it's hard to see the recovery really taking hold in any kind of sustained way that would be needed to bring down the unemployment rate on a big scale.
You've been writing about this, and you've mentioned that even before we see any of the details of this plan, that there are certain constraints that the president is up against. What are those?
Well, I think there are some political constraints and some economic constraints. The main political constraint is, of course, he has to get a lot of buy-in on Capitol Hill. Mr. Paulson made the mistake in September of trying to ram through Congress at very short notice what was regarded then as being a big program. That created a lot of ill will and didn't help stabilize the financial situation. On the economic side, there's a fair number of constraints. I would say the key ones are that the banks need more capital, substantially more capital, and they probably also need a big cleanup of their balance sheets. So if you do one without the other, you almost certainly don't get the full recovery that you're looking for.
Most people are trying to get a sense of just how bad the economy could get, and many are saying it won't be like the Great Depression, but the future may be a lot more like what happened in Japan in the late 80s and early 1990s. Explain what happened then.
Well, in Japan, they had something which they called a golden recession, which meant that output didn't go down much, and unemployment actually in the Japanese situation didn't go up that much, but there was very little growth. And every time it seemed like the economy was recovering, it just ran out of steam. So they had 10 years or so, actually it's probably more than that when you look back, maybe closer to 15, but it's called the lost decade. And the heart of the problem was that Japanese consumers, and particularly Japanese firms, wanted to save more. They got shocked and stressed by the bursting of a big real estate bubble. And the conclusion they drew was they didn't want to borrow. They wanted to repair their balance sheets. So you had anemic demand, and there was very little the government could do about that. The government tried. The government did a lot of fiscal stimulus. But even now, the Japanese growth is lower than it should be.
So given the circumstances that we are facing here in the U.S. now, what advice would you give the Obama administration?
Well, I think they need to take a little bit of time and put in place a very clear, strong, comprehensive plan, which has a lot of the rules, if you like, laid out for what's going to happen in terms of banking system, restructuring, reorganization, recapitalization. You need something big, decisive. It needs to have a lot of political support. So you really have to work Capitol Hill and build a lot of relationships. And President Obama has to get out there. I think he will get out there and do a lot of explaining, both to politicians and to the public at large.
You've suggested that although it's necessary to create sustaining jobs, that the Obama administration shouldn't make job creation the priority when it comes to bank restructuring. You say we need a complete change of management. How do you suggest they go about doing that?
Well, I think that the government is going to have to get involved with ownership or quasi-ownership in these banks in return for the capital we put in. Look, the banks are basically out of capital. They may be insolvent in some senses, the big banks. And while depositors should be fully reassured that the FDIC stands behind their deposits, that people are not going to lose money, the banks have clearly not been well run. And in return for the government providing this capital, the government, I think, is going to get some form of control rights that they can sell to other people. There's a so-called co-investment model in which you don't want the government to run the bank system. You want private sector to run it, but you want some different owners to come in, and private equity is the most likely candidate. the private equity won't come in until they feel the banking situation and the overall macroeconomy really turned the corner. Private equity will come in, they'll clean up the banks, they'll fire a lot of managers, they will probably break them up. I think that would be a good thing under the circumstances. And we can move forward with a new, massively restructured banking system in which the taxpayer gets a fair amount of the upside too, because we acquired common equity or warrants, options to buy common equity. They give you a good payoff when the assets and the banks recover.
Simon Johnson is a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. Thanks.
Thank you.